Well, many of the world's business and political leaders are gathered this week in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. President Trump did not go, which means he missed an important message from British naturalist Sir David Attenborough, famous for presenting the Planet Earth series. Attenborough is 92, and as he accepted an award for his work on TV, he told the audience that humans better hurry to deal with climate change.
I am, quite literally, from another age. I was born during the Holocene, the name given by scientists to the 12,000-year period of climatic stability that allowed humans to settle, farm, and create civilizations. Those conditions fostered our unique minds, giving rise to international trade in ideas, as well as goods, and making us the globally connected species that we are today.
Attenborough has seen more of the world and its life forms than most of us ever will, from the penguins in Antarctica to the zebras of Africa. But this week, he was in the mountains of Switzerland speaking to another species, very wealthy human beings.
Global businesses, international cooperation, and the striving for ideals, these are all possible because for millennia, on a global scale, nature has been largely predictable and stable. Now, in the space of one human lifetime, indeed, in the space of my lifetime, all that has changed. The Holocene has ended. The Garden of Eden is no more. We have changed the world so much that scientists say that we are now in a new geological age, the Anthropocene, the age of humans. When you think about it, there is perhaps no more unsettling thought. The only conditions modern humans have ever known so far are changing, and changing fast. It's tempting and understandable to ignore the evidence and carry on as usual, or to be filled with gloom and doom. But there is also a vast potential for what we might do. We need to move beyond guilt or blame and get on with the practical tasks in hand.
Attenborough said that climate change is accelerating and that the problem is urgent, but he isn't without hope.
If people can truly understand what is at stake, I believe that they will give permission to business and governments to get on with the practical solutions. And as a species, we are expert problem solvers. But we haven't yet applied ourselves to this problem with the focus that it requires. We can create a world with clean air and water, unlimited energy, and fish stocks that will sustain us well into the future. But to do that, we need a plan.
Sir David Attenborough speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this week.